From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The top commander in Afghanistan says he needs more resources or the mission there could end in failure. Army General Stanley McChrystal's assessment of the war was published by The Washington Post. He says his troops face a resilient and growing insurgency. The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul reports McChrystal is also calling for a greater focus on winning the support of the population.
General McChrystal is saying, you know, we have to get out amongst the people. We need to win the support, because ultimately what this conflict comes down to is it will be a choice on the part of the Afghan people. Who do they choose? Do they choose the Afghan government, which is backed by the West and which General McChrystal singled out for criticism because he said it's corrupt, or do they choose the Taliban? So what he's emphasizing is that more effort must be put on governance and genuinely being seen to protect the Afghan population.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul. Italy held a state funeral today for six soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Thousands of people attended the funeral, which was also broadcast on state-run TV. Flags are flying at half-staff on government buildings across Italy. The six men were killed last week in a roadside bombing in Kabul. It was the worst attack on Italians in Afghanistan. An Afghan man living in Colorado is expected to appear in federal court today on charges of lying to investigators who were looking into an alleged terrorist plot. Najibullah Zazi was arrested in a suburb of Denver Saturday, as well as his father. A third man was arrested in New York, where he's an imam at a mosque in Queens. Investigators say they found notes on bomb-making in Zazi's handwriting and his fingerprints on materials that could be used to make explosives. Officials did not have any information on the timing or location of any attacks. Iran's state news agency is reporting that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he's proud that the West is outraged over his denial of the Holocaust. Dale Gavlak reports.
Ahmadinejad said angering what he called the world's professional manslayers, taken as an apparent reference to Israel and some Western nations, was a source of pride. He did not elaborate further on the remarks which appeared on the Islamic Republic news agency. During an anti-Israel speech Friday, Ahmadinejad again expressed doubt about the Holocaust. He called it a lie and a pretext for Israel's creation. The remarks drew swift condemnation in the West. Iran does not recognize Israel and considers its government as the main root of all problems in the Middle East. Iran also has been locked in a dispute with the West over its contested nuclear program. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
This is NPR News from Washington. Dell Incorporated announced today it's agreed to buy Perot Systems Corporation for $3.9 billion. The information technology services company was founded by former presidential candidate Ross Perot. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company has reached an agreement for a new contract with more than 10,000 workers. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The deal will prevent the possible closing of Goodyear tire factories across six states over the next 4 years. Goodyear has also agreed to invest $600 million into the plants to keep them competitive and up to date. Tom Conway is an international vice president of the United Steelworkers Union. He says that the contract protects a lot of jobs.
And will preserve, you know, tire making at this company, at least for this four-year period. And these are, you know, good paying jobs with good benefits. And these tires, frankly, ought to be made in this country.
The deal does not protect one tire production plant in Union City, Tennessee, but Conway says he hopes that the plant will remain open. He says recent protections imposed by the Obama administration will help U.S. tire makers by limiting Chinese imports. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
30 Rock won the award for Best Comedy at the Emmys last night. It was the third year in a row the NBC sitcom won the top honor in its category. The Best Drama Emmy went to Mad Men, which airs on the cable channel AMC. The Best Dramatic Actor Award also went to an AMC show, Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad. Glenn Close won the Emmy for Best Actress in a Drama for her role on Damages. Alec Baldwin won the Best Actor in a Comedy Award for 30 Rock. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.